Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to The Case Within, true crime storytelling done responsibly. This is a story about uncovering truths, beginning with your own. While the show is based on multiple accounts of real-life crimes, the full story and names have been fictionalized. The Case Within is an immersive listening experience. At times, it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. The show contains depictions of violence, sexual assault, mild language, PTSD, and traumatic events that some people may find disturbing. Content warnings for this episode are listed at the end of this show's notes page. Listener discretion is advised. Whimsical Entertainment presents The Case Within, created by Jonathan W. Robbins and Jillian Clare. Episode 2, Aaron.
The concept of 911 is a relatively new one. Great Britain was the first country to create a universal emergency phone service in 1937, and they chose the numbers 999 or 112. Dialing that would connect you with fire, ambulance, or police services, and in some parts of Europe and the UK, these are still the numbers to call. It wasn't until 1968 that the US would use such a system, and that is when the number 911 was chosen. But it may be surprising to you that as recently as 1989, 50% of Americans still did not have access to 911 call centers. Nina Michaels grew up in one of those areas, and once she did finally have access to 911, never had a reason to call it. That is, until her daughter Erin did not come home one night in Bakersfield, California.
911, what's your emergency?
My daughter is missing.
How old is your daughter, ma'am?
16.
And what's her name?
Erin Michaels.
How long has she been missing?
Since this morning. She said she was going to a friend's house to study, but she was lying.
Have you tried calling her?
Of course we have. I tried her phone, but it just keeps ringing.
What makes you say she was lying about where she was going?
Because she said Carmen was picking her up, and we called Carmen, and they didn't have plans today. She never saw her.
Can you think of anywhere she might have gone, ma'am?
Yes, I think so. She wanted to visit her friend in San Diego. We told her she couldn't go, but I think she might have gone anyways.
Have you been able to reach her friend in San Diego?
Yes. She says she thought she might show up, but she hasn't.
Did your daughter take the car, ma'am?
No, they're both in the driveway. She'd never take the car without permission. She's a good girl.
But you think she was trying to go to San Diego? Did she go with someone else?
No, I don't think so. We tried everyone else we could think of. No one knows where she is. Oh, please, you have to understand me when I say this isn't like her. She would never run away.
Is there a boyfriend or someone else that she could be with, ma'am? Maybe someone she doesn't want you to know about.
No, she would tell us if there was something like that.
You said it was this morning that you last saw her? What time was that?
9:30. I went out to get groceries, and when I got back, she was gone.
Okay, so it's been 11 hours.
No, I know. It hasn't been that long, but you have to believe me. She's missing, okay? Please.
Ma'am, I need you to stay calm.
Do something. I don't know what else to do.
We're doing everything we can. You did the right thing to call us. Your daughter is classified as a juvenile, and we do act on that right away, okay? There's no 48-hour rule. I'm just getting as much information as I can so they know where to start, okay?
Okay.
Can you tell me your address?
Hitchhiking. While still legal in most parts of the world, including 44 states in the U.S., has become less common in recent years. The advent of carpool apps and a general fear of strangers has discouraged most would-be hitchhikers from sticking out their thumb, and most drivers from picking them up. But a decade ago for Erin Michaels, it felt like the only way to get where she wanted.
Oh, come on! Do I have to flash my tits to get you to stop? Well, too bad! You missed it!
You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah? What are you, a cop?
No, I'm not a cop. I'm Charles, and this is my wife, Jennifer.
What's your name, hon?
Erin.
Well, Erin, it's nice to meet you.
Where are you headed?
San Diego.
San Diego, huh? Are you planning to flee to Mexico or something?
I don't know. Maybe. I hear Tijuana's cool.
Oh, honey, Tijuana's not a place for a girl like you.
I'm not really planning to go there. I just needed to get away is all.
I understand that.
Well, I think we can help you part of the way. Right, Jen?
Of course we can help you. Get in.
Doesn't look like you have much room in that thing. Cool car, though.
It sure is. We'll make room.
Here, I'll squeeze into the middle. You can have the passenger seat.
Thank you. That's really kind of you.
We can get you as far as Santa Monica. I mean, I know that's still a long way from where you're going, but maybe you can get a bus from there or something.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Erin had no reason to believe that she was in any danger by getting into the vintage convertible with Charles and Jennifer McDonough. They seemed like a happy couple. They weren't offering to go out of their way, and they were concerned for her safety.
How old are you, Erin?
18.
Old enough to make your own choices.
But young enough that your parents should know where you are, don't you think?
They sure should. I mean, did you tell them where you were going?
Yeah, they know.
And they're okay with you hitchhiking?
I mean, they don't know everything, you know?
Ain't that the truth? Parents don't know everything.
I guess that'll be us soon.
Are you going to be parents?
Why, yes, we are. I'm pregnant, can't you tell?
No, it doesn't show.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I've been a little self-conscious about the extra weight, you know?
She's a charmer, this one, don't you think?
Yes, she is.
Wait. You're pregnant. You shouldn't be squeezing into the middle seat.
Oh, that's all right, hon. But now that you mention it, the pressure on my bladder is making me have to go to the bathroom. Charles, could you please be a dear and pull over somewhere?
What, you mean like the side of the road? I mean, everyone's gonna see it.
When it hits, it hits. The joys of being pregnant.
Well, let's get off the PCH and find you a bit of privacy.
Sorry to delay your travels, Erin.
No, if it wasn't for you, I'd still be sticking my thumb out on the road.
Had you been out there long?
Seems like it. Some guy let me hop in the back of his pickup to get to the coast, and I barely had to wait for him, so I kind of thought this was going to be easier, but then, like, no one was stopping.
And that's why you were lifting your shirt up then, to get someone to stop?
Oh, That was...
Hey, it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, you didn't see anything, did you?
Oh, honey, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Any woman would kill to look like you.
Thanks.
We were just worried about you. You know, that's all. I mean, a young girl by herself, you've got to be careful these days. It ain't the 60s, you know.
Is that when you grew up?
Heck no. I mean, what, do we look that old?
No. No, I don't know why I said that. You don't look old at all.
You almost lost your points for saying I'm not fat.
Oh. Here's a quiet road. There's some bushes up ahead. No one will see you. At least one of you can keep your dignity, right, Aaron?
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
He's just teasing you.
Yeah, sit down. She might be a while.
This is a really great car. I always wanted a convertible.
Say, why didn't you drive to San Diego? You are old enough.
I don't have a car. My parents let me use theirs sometimes. Well, the Toyota, not the Audi.
But you didn't take it.
I'm gonna be in enough trouble as it is. Besides, I wanted an adventure. I like meeting new people.
You sure you haven't changed your mind about that?
No, you guys are great. I'm so glad I met you.
Well, we're glad we met you too. And for what it's worth, Jen is right. You got nothing to be ashamed of.
So you guys are having a baby? Do you know the gender?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a girl.
Whew, much better. Why don't you step out of there and I'll squeeze in again?
No, you should take the proper seat. I can squeeze.
Are you sure? I mean, that's awfully kind of you.
You're the one who's kind. It's fine.
Well then, onwards to Santa Monica.
What do you say we stop for some lunch? I'm buying.
Well, if you're buying, that's okay with you, right, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I guess I'm kind of hungry.
Let's keep going down this road and see if we can find ourselves some little off-the-beaten-path diner. Hey, they always have the best food.
Oh, I could really go for some bacon right now. When you're pregnant, the cravings are just wild. Someone says lunch and suddenly it's like, I need bacon!
Social engineering is the art of asking seemingly harmless questions to gain valuable information. It may be used to gain passwords, discover security patterns, or just to determine if someone is in fact a good mark for a crime.
This looks like it'll do just fine.
Yeah, looks good.
Well, hello, y'all. Sit anywhere you like. I'll be right back to take your orders.
Oh, wow. These prices are...
We don't have to eat here if you're having second thoughts.
No. We're here. We will eat.
Okay, everyone. What will y'all be having?
I will get the eggs, Florentine, and bacon. Extra bacon, please.
You got it.
Excuse me, let me get this straight. Fries are extra?
That's right. A side of fries is $4.99.
$5 for potatoes.
We have to cook them, sir.
Fine, okay, I'll just get that then.
Just fries?
Yeah, just fries.
We're having a baby, so money's a little tight.
Oh, of course. I understand. How about you, dear?
Just the garden salad, please.
You sure that's all?
Yes.
Okay, then. I'll get those orders in. You just let me know if y'all need something else.
No, I'm the one who has to go pee. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry I ordered so much.
It's fine.
Are you mad?
No.
You're sure?
Yeah,
Okay. I love you. That was so good. I really needed that.
How was your salad?
All right. Good.
You're not still hungry, are you?
Probably better for my abs anyway. We're going to this place called Flux. It's a...
You and your boyfriend in San Diego?
No, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm going to see my friend Angie.
Oh, that's very nice that you go all the way just to see your friend.
I lied to you before.
You're not really 18.
Is that obvious?
Your secret is safe with us.
Well, it's also that I said I told my parents I was going to San Diego. That was a lie. They don't know where I am.
Well, that's okay, too. I mean, lying to your parents and sneaking off is like a rite of passage. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
I have a confession to make, too.
What are you doing, Jen?
Well, Aaron's been honest with us, and it's time we're honest with her.
Don't be saying anything that you're going to regret now.
I won't. It's time to own the truth. I lied to you before as well.
About what?
Jennifer.
It's okay, Charles. I lied to you about being pregnant.
You're not pregnant?
No.
Why would you lie about that?
Because I wanted to be. But I found out I can't have kids.
That's awful. I'm so sorry.
The news has been hard.
But all that stuff you were saying, you made that all up?
Sometimes it's easier to live in a lie than tell the truth. Speaking of which, it's probably best if you can give your parents a call, you know? Let them know you're all right.
They'll be so pissed.
You'll be glad you did later.
All right. I'll call them.
What's wrong, hon?
I can't find my phone.
Are you sure it was in there?
I don't know. I packed in a hurry. Maybe I left it at home.
I can check the bathroom.
No, it's fine. I didn't really want to call them anyways.
Do you want to use ours?
I don't even remember the number. I just have it on my favorites.
You don't even know your parents' number?
That's the thing with these new phones. People don't even dial the number anymore, so they forget them.
Too much technology. We were better off without it. Well, if you change your mind, you're welcome to use ours.
Thank you.
Here y'all go. Oh, and congratulations on the baby.
Actually, I lied. I can't have kids.
Oh.
So we're just telling everyone that now.
It feels really good to say it aloud. Be happy with the truth for once. It is what it is, right, Aaron?
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that nonetheless. I'll just leave this with you, and you take as long as you want.
I'm sorry. I know we weren't talking about it, but something just made me blurt it out. I'm nervous.
It's fine. It's all going to be okay. And look, Aaron, we've discussed it, and we're going to bring you all the way to San Diego.
Oh, my God, really? Thank you so much.
You lost your phone? You don't have any money? It's dangerous to be out here hitchhiking and all.
I know.
We just can't bear the thought of the wrong person picking you up, if you know what I mean. So we're just going to bring you there.
Yeah, Jen has a sister down that way anyway, so we figure we'll go pay a visit.
I really appreciate it.
Y'all have a good day now. Tipping really should be mandatory.
I hope that wasn't too much of a bomb that I dropped back there.
It's okay. I understand.
It's a long drive to San Diego, so I'm sorry if I made that uncomfortable by telling you the truth.
No, really, it's fine. Actually, I had a long night. Do you mind if I nap?
No, of course, dear. You can use me as your pillow.
Thank you. I'm just so tired.
We'll be there before you know it.
Charles and Jennifer McDonough stole Aaron's phone, disposing of the SIM card down a drain, never to be found, and slipped a heavy dose of Ambien into her drink. Erin Michaels never saw her abduction coming. And now, a decade later, her case remains cold.
The Case Within stars Gillian Clare as Nicole, Gillian Shea Spader as Erin, Eric Martsoff as Charles, Martha Madison as Jennifer, Jonathan W. Robbins as the narrator, Abhi Sinha as Suresh, and A. Martinez as Director Mendez. With Patrika Darbo as Lorraine, Paul Nigro as Dr. Saunders, Carolyn Hennessy as Debbie, Addie Dadio as Nina, Dee Freeman as Tamara, and Daryl Dennis as Agent Croft. Additional performances by Paula Lindberg, Roger Estrada, and Rob Paget. Written by Jonathan W. Robbins and Matthew Carvery. Directed by Gillian Clare and Jonathan W. Robbins. Executive produced by Rachel Beatty. Produced by Gillian Clare and Jonathan W. Robbins. Consulting producer Susan Bernhardt. Story producer Matthew Carvery. Associate producers Theodore Carvery, Tim Crawford, Myrtle McGovern, and Patrika Darbo. Original music by Corey Celeste. Edited by Jonathan W. Robbins. Mixed by Corey Celeste. Audio engineering by Eric Milos. Assistant audio engineer Maurice Soak Jr. Catering provided by 16 Meals. Recorded at Clear Lake Studios. The Case Within is a SAG-AFTRA podcast. Special thanks to Susan Bernhardt, Robert Bernhardt, Seaton Spark, Shane Easton, Benjamin Berg, Ed Robinson, Tanya Einen, Katya Gardner, Rob Goki, Rob Paget, Maria Lisi, Jennifer Liao, Matt Jackson, Beth Newcomb, Matt Newcomb, Jody Younce, Allison Van Orr, and all of our generous contributors.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.